You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Pope Francis invited the Roman Curia to embrace the process of reform on Thursday, telling them Christmas is the feast of the loving humility of God, of the God who upsets our logical expectations, the established order. His words came in his annual Christmas greetings to the Roman Curia. Devon Watkins has more.
Nel Natale noi siamo chiamate a dire sì.
At Christmas, Pope Francis said, we are called to say yes with our faith, not to the master of the universe, but precisely to God, who is the humble lover. In his address to the Roman Curia, the Holy Father returned to the theme of curial reform, laying out the framework, guiding principles, and what is yet to come.
La riforma è anzitutto segno della vivacità della Chiesa in cammino.
He said reform is first and foremost a sign of life, of a church that advances on her pilgrim way in need of reform because she is alive. He said the aim of reform is not aesthetic like a facelift, for
non sono le rughe che nella chiesa si devono temere, ma le macchie.
It isn't wrinkles we need to worry about in the church, but blemishes. Permanent formation is not enough, he said. What we need also and above all is permanent conversion and purification. Without a change of mentality, efforts at practical improvement will be in vain. He said resistance to the process of reform is healthy, provided it does not come from ill intentions. Describing three types of resistance, the Pope said open resistance is born of goodwill and sincere dialogue. Hidden resistance comes from hardened hearts content with the empty rhetoric of a complacent spiritual reform, and malicious resistance springs up in misguided minds and comes to the fore when the devil inspires ill intentions. Pope Francis then laid out the guiding principles of the reform, which are individual responsibility, pastoral concern, missionary spirit, clear organization, improved functioning, modernization, sobriety, subsidiarity, synodality, Catholicity, professionalism, and discernment. In conclusion, the Holy Father repeated a prayer of Father Mata El Mesquin addressing the Lord Jesus born in Bethlehem. Grant us to become small like you, he said, so that we can draw near to you and receive from you abundant humility and meekness. I'm Devon Watkins.